Awakening to Action, the Astrology Forecast for the 2016 Aquarius New Moon by Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net. The Aquarius New Moon takes place on February 8, 2016 at 6:38 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9:38 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 2:38 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time at 19 degrees Aquarius, 15 minutes. The Aquarius New Moon motivates us with the subtlety of a lightning strike. Recent weeks have radically, permanently altered our perspective on much that is fundamental to our existence, including, and most especially, ourselves. This moon awakens us into just how much we've morphed. It carries incentive, in fact, a mandate, to act on that awakening, suddenly, brazenly, unapologetically. It's shifting change into higher gear, from internal to external, from subconscious to intentional, and from nope to yes, please. Though the timing may be sudden or unexpected, this action has been a long time coming. It's erupting out of the rubble of the past 4 years on ground that has been worked over by Uranus, agent of unpredictable change, and the Aquarian moon's ruler, and Pluto, agent of unavoidable change. Structures, goals, relationships, foundations, and more have collapsed or shape-shifted drastically and are still in the early stages of replacement or reconstruction. Both of the cosmic change agents play a role in speeding that process along with this new moon. Opportunity is rampant for extricating our individual selves from both the rubble and any lingering constraints that are inconsistent with our newly honed perspective. These openings come from a cooperative link between Uranus and the new moon, which invites you to see and be yourself more clearly. Think of it as sharpening your personal bat signal so that the people looking for it will recognize you. Breakage is part of the picture, and so, probably, is leaping into an action that you might not take if you thought about it much. Permanent damage is not likely, though, at least not to you. Besides, what is set in motion now has an air of inevitability to it. Stabilizing Saturn is moving toward an easy flow with Uranus, which will be exact by the end of the year. Current breakouts and breakthroughs are the first stages of a process that will only build and ultimately accelerate. Pluto has a helper at this party, too, adding to the inevitable and life-changing nature of this new moon. The cosmic shove or boot in the backside comes from Mars, the planet of action, churning the deep dark waters of Scorpio. Since they are Pluto's home base and Mars is their traditional ruler, this shove is far more than a playful suggestion. Intense, non-rational impulses and issues are at work of will, power, stakes, fate, money, trust, reciprocity, mortality, and compulsive desires. Even though Aquarius is an intellectual sign, cellular-level desire pulses through this new moon, which is vibrating from the union of Mars's lady love, Venus, and Pluto on the 5th. We've tasted something we do not want to live without. Primal forces are stirring that override reason and steer the action. We're in the throes of the sort of feral instinct that throws lovers in bed, whatever the cost, or causes a wolf to bite off its paw to get free from a trap. Cue the movie Moonstruck, or, for a less violent inspirational image, the Amok Time episode of Star Trek, in which Vulcan mating rituals turn Spock animalistic. To some degree, we'll all be running amok. The huge, nigh-on, unstoppable energy feels like the aftermath of a long period of hibernation, when every fiber of your being is screaming to come back to life. The surge is larger than a mere moon phase, but more like a new page on the calendar, like New Year's or spring. Not surprisingly, this new moon has links to both. It marks the start of the Chinese Year of the Fire Monkey, a lively, unpredictable force of nature that is appropriate for this moon's ruler, uncontainable Uranus, in the fire sign of Aries. The vitality is so palpable it will likely hit you whether you celebrate the holiday or not. The force may feel at times like kundalini awakening and rising, much like a seed bursting from its shell and sprouting through the ground in spring. Chalk this up to the many aspects amping up the fire of Uranus, sextile to the new moon, in conjunct from Mars, trine from Saturn, in the middle of the sign of spring. A lot is going on, and it sets the story arc of the year. True, this moon could have some messiness and complications. They're transitory. The gifts far outweigh an uncomfortable conversation or two. It's an exciting, exhilarating turning point, yanking us out of stuck places, shattering armor and chains, likely in our thinking, sending us running toward what we want instead of away from what we don't want, and challenging us to live our own lives, please. That doesn't necessarily mean alone. Deepening intimacy is in the mix for many of us. Being yourself is key. It's the Aquarian way. For more information about what 2016 holds for you, please visit empowermentunlimited.net and order my Astro Talk for 2016. And also sign up for my weekly mailing list and book a session with me. I am Kathy Beal, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. You'll find me on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited and on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian channel.